So I was busy finalising all of the new purpose planner for 2026. And that was a very big jobby, and I had to get that done because the planner is so important, because we have to get it here on time and rearing to go, so that all of you can get your purpose planners well in advance of Christmas, because it's always a bit of a drama, to be honest, getting the orders organised and getting the stock out, and people want them so early, and it's like, it's quite weird. I'm like, you know, you can't fucking start using it until January. People are like, oh, I want mine in October. I'm like, what are you going to do with it? But anyway, people like to get organised, don't they? And then they're great Christmas presents. So we get a lot of people that order them for corporate gifts. So they'll order them for their, say, whole office, or they'll order. Last year we had a team of a hairdressing company that bought 24 of them for all of their team, because they were like, we want you to be organised. We want you to be in charge of your life. And they bought the energy book and the planner as Christmas gifts for all their staff, which was so lovely. Like, what a lovely idea. Well, it was lovely for me. I was fucking happy. But anyway, that's better than, you know, a Christmas pudding, isn't it? The old stale Christmas pudding for Christmas. People give shit gifts at Christmas, don't they? I hate obligation gifts. These are free rent for you. I hate it when you get given something just because they have to give you something. Like, to me, don't give me anything at all. Don't give me a bloody shitty hamper that no one's thought about. Like, I remember once working, doing some work for some people who knew me very well, and I had done some free work for them, right? So I'd, out of the kindness of my heart, I had given my time and I had done some work, and it was quite a substantial amount of work. And anyway, they were like, oh, we've got you a gift. And I was like, oh, that's lovely. Now, given how well they knew me, I thought, oh, this is quite cool. How exciting. I was excited. Don't mind a gift. Then I got to my room and there was a fucking hamper. A hamper. Now, I don't like a hamper, because often hampers are just leftover shit that no one wants, aren't they? Anyway, so I was pissed off, but even more annoying when I opened up the hamper. I thought, come on, Lisa, don't be a bitch. Open the hamper. Opened the hamper, full of gluten. Nearly every product in this fucking hamper had gluten in it. These people have known me for years. They know I'm celiac. They know I can't eat gluten. There was no fucking thought gone into this gift at all. And, you know, I was so shitty. I dumped it all in the rubbish bin in the hotel and fucking left. I was so mad. And I was like, it was actually worse than if they hadn't given me a gift. Like, it was so, oh my God. Anyway, so I'm allergic to hampers, but I don't like obligation gifts. I don't like I had to get you something. Oh, fuck. You know, don't. Just don't ever feel like you have to get me anything, because that's bullshit. But I really like, it's really funny. So one of my sons doesn't do gifts. He's like, no, fuck gifts. But he does do gifts, but he doesn't do them at the right time or the right place. So if it's your birthday, he'll turn up with nothing. But randomly, just in the middle of a month, he'll just turn up and go, I bought you this because I saw it. I thought it was cool. And I'm like, that is so cool. And he just buys random shit, and he buys them for my other children, for his siblings. And they're all like, what the fuck? Why did he turn up with this? I'm like, because he saw it, and he's just kind of that kind of person. And I'm like, I kind of like that. Because this obligation shit of, oh, I didn't know what to get you, so I got you a voucher. Vouchers also piss me off. Don't buy me a voucher. You've taken perfectly good cash and fucked it up. Like, why would you give someone a voucher? You know, I mean, I get, maybe if you're posting, that's a good idea, because you don't want to post cash, but actually, wow, just anyway. So why did I start talking about that? Don't know. Oh, the planner. Good gift. It's a great gift. Anyway, so the planner is very exciting, and I had to confirm we're doing two covers this year, because I'm doing a lot of workshops. I do a lot of planning workshops for corporates or organisations. So maybe if you work for an organisation and you want me to come in, I can do a planning workshop and everyone gets a planner. So because of that, I've done a very bright, ridiculous cover, because I like the planner cover to be crazy mental so you can find it. It's no point having a beige cover, you know. And then anyway, but I have done a black one this year that's a wee bit sort of sensible, because sometimes I do the corporate gigs with the planner and I get the sensible boys, you know, not all boys sensible. I might get some sensible girls. But anyway, I have done a black, it looks like a leather cover. It's quite cool, but it's different than the really bold one. And the cover has always been bold for the planner, because I want you to be able to find it and not have it just get lost in a pile of papers. It needs its own little attention center. morning, and guess what? Here we go. You're the first people to hear this in the world. The planner this year has stickers. Oh my God, I love stickers. So we've designed special stickers. You can stick them all over your planner to highlight special times, things that will be happening in the year that you might want rest time, or you might want, you know, some fun space, or you might be doing, I don't know, something creative. Or so we are designing stickers. And I'm very excited to be having a week in Italy before I go and watch my son compete at a global taekwondo tournament. Like, that's a pretty cool, this is bucket list stuff, you know? And I'm just refusing to get caught up in it and to let that disappear, because I'm like, this is fucking incredible. This is incredible. It's incredible my son got in the team. It's incredible, you know, that when you run your own business, it's very hard to get away, even though people run their own businesses so they have freedom. It's not easy. So it's like, who else is going to be Lisa O'Neill while I'm fucking not there, right? No one. So anyway, that's a bit tricky. A lot of work to do. And it's also really hard in the current business environment, just quietly, to put aside enough money to find money to go to Europe. So that's been a big deal. And I'm very proud of myself. And that's what I'm doing. You know, you get so, or I get stupid organized when I travel. So I pack about three times. So I've packed three times. I pre-pack, then I pack, and then I extra pack. I love going away because I only take the best of the best, and I wash everything and I hem everything. I've washed scarves. I've ironed things. I'm that fucking organized. I love it. I love the little game of going, how can I take as little as possible and turn it into as many cool outfits. So you had to follow me on the Instagram and you'll be able to see my outfits when I am drinking coffee in Italy. Bloody hell. I use an app called Todoist and I fucking love it. It's in my phone and I can put in do this, do that, do this. And I can say do it today, do it tomorrow, do it next week. And then I just tick it. And when I tick off more than five things, it gives me an award. It gives me a boom, you're amazing. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm amazing. That's so cool. I need that. Right, I need that. So what I do is I plan everything in my planner. My planner is the most essential thing in keeping my life sane, which is why I created it, because I couldn't find a journal big enough for my life. I couldn't find a diary. So I use, people say, oh, it's too big to carry. Don't carry it around. So I sit and have my meeting and I go through my whole week, and I also have a digital calendar, right? Like, everything's in Google Calendar. But I feel like when I write it down and I look at it and then I go, oh, that's a bit close. That's a bit tight. Oh, hang on, I've got a gap here. And it helps me to really get planned. And every week I go through and go, what are my focuses? And then on each day I go, what am I going to have for dinner? What do I have to do? Who do I have to phone? What do I need to buy? And it's such a great reminder. And then I put those things into my Todoist app so that I can tick them off on my phone. And I just love it. I love the process. And I think there's so much merit in writing shit down and sitting with yourself and just jotting down notes of things I need to do, what's important. So that's why. Now, if you go on the website, you will see, I think these are you can see the pages. Michaela's been a marvel, and you can see the pages of the planner. So if you haven't had the Purpose Planner before, I think next year's your year. I think it's your year. It's got all my favourite quotes in it. I've changed all the quotes this year. We've just finalised all the quotes. We've checked all the public holidays. Oh my God. My gorgeous friend Sally is the designer. She's a legend, and she's been working her ass off. And all the pages are tabbed. Oh, it's the sexiest thing. So if you're a planner addict, please make sure you've ordered your planner, because they might sell out, because there might not be enough of the cover you want. And if you haven't had a planner before, I strongly suggest you buy one. In fact, I get another one, get something, give it away as a gift. It's a very good present. So that's me. Oh, so that's exciting. And I'll be setting up some other podcasts for you while I'm away. I've got some beautiful podcasts that I recorded for Energy Club, interviewing some specialists in my life, some very good friends of mine who are energy specialists on different topics. So you'll have lots to listen to while I am swishing around in Italy. There you go. I'm excited. Right, I've got to go. Talk soon. Bye.